This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
And just catching up with the devastation in Toowoomba, James O'Shea is a reporter with Wind Television in Toowoomba. Hi, James.
Good morning.
Can you just describe for us what happened yesterday when this downpour started?
Well, it was unbelievable that the city of Toowoomba has never seen before, and I dare say something the city of Toowoomba will probably never, ever see again. Rain just absolutely bucketed down in a short period of time, and basically after all the rain we've had here in the last month, it had no escape. The floodwaters rose that quickly, and a lot of our city streets just became like a war zone. There was just water everywhere and debris flying dangerously down streets. On one particular intersection, I witnessed numerous wheelie bins flying downstream. There was a stove at one stage that was caught up in the flood water. There was a trailer, garden ornaments, you name it. Everything was coming down, and people basically were caught in the middle. They just had no escape. That's how quickly it came up, and a number of locals had to help people out of cars and things like that. And then our city centre's just been decimated. There's footbridges that are just no longer where they were supposed to be. The moment this morning, there is just cars and debris just everywhere. Probably the most dramatic scenes you could have seen was cars that were just being washed away. We have a main car park here in the middle of town, and there was cars basically on top of each other. That's how much they had moved, and it was just absolute carnage. It was incredible scenes, and sadly, it's a day that Toowoomba will take a long time to recover from, and it's a day that for Toowoomba people. They'll never forget.
Yeah, it sounds like it looks like a war zone. Can you just explain Toowoomba's geography? How did this water come down so quickly?
Well, obviously, we're supposed to say in Toowoomba that it can never flood because we're on the top of a hill, on the top of the range in Queensland, west of Brisbane, and it's just basically there was that much water that it really didn't have anywhere to go, so it just all... it was caught everywhere in the in-city streets, and businesses through a lot of the main centre of town have just been decimated. One particular store had basically the window smashed of their front store room basically, and then there was stock just floating down the middle of some of the main streets, which is obviously not a very common scene anywhere. So, the water basically went down as quickly as it came up.
Yeah, it sounds like, though, it's going to take a long time to clean up, and there's going to be a lot of structural repairs needed.
Oh, absolutely. There's just no doubt about that. There's businesses in the city that are going to require a lot of work to be repaired or to be brought back to the standard that they were prior. All of our streets at the moment, I mean, there's pavements just ripped up off there. There's roads that have been ripped to pieces. There's just things that you wouldn't imagine that have ended up where they have. And just debris is strewn all over the place, and you see people driving in the city today and seeing things yesterday they were located about 4 or 5 kilometres away, and how they've ended up in certain areas is just incredible. It was amazing the force of the water, just absolutely undescribable to be right in the thick of it. And as I said, very, very sadly, we've had lives lost, and again, unfortunately, it appears that number is unfortunately going to rise today.
Yep. Well, thank you so much, James O'Shea, just for giving us a bit of an update. I know you're very busy today, but thanks for your time.
No, thank you.
That's James O'Shea from Wind Television in Toowoomba.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.